Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Friends Till the End, where you've been all along, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom, episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends over 100 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I have never seen Friends.
Up to this point.
Up to this moment.
Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. You haven't seen Friends beyond...
This moment.
You've only seen just over half of Friends, and only once.
I've seen 6 seasons up to episode 8.
And you've seen season 1 twice.
Yes. Though, it's like I only watched it once.
We're back again. First episode since our 7 podcasts in 7 days. Feels like a long time ago.
It really does.
I can still remember. Yeah, we didn't mean to take the rest of January off, but we both got run down a wee bit.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
As one does in those dreary months, those dreary cold months.
I have a horrible immune system, so I get sick a lot.
And I was on withdrawals from alcohol.
It was very serious.
Oh boy, got the shakes, but it's gonna be all over tomorrow.
Yay!
Back off that wagon tomorrow. Getting a little bit wobbly on the wagon there.
No, I think it's admirable that you decided to do a month off of alcohol after the festive period and just going nuts.
It does a body good once in a while.
Indeed.
But I am looking forward to having a nice beer tomorrow.
Yeah.
I earned it. Something that's been nice since we've been away, you know, obviously during 7 podcasts in 7 days, you made the shocking podcast-altering announcement of being with child.
Yep.
And we've had lots and lots of lovely well wishes from lots and lots of lovely listeners.
That's nice.
Thank you, KT Mills. You sent her a lovely wee message. Thank you. Thank you, Sandra T, for your lovely, lovely messages. And thank you, Molly Kawakami, for lovely well wishes. Other people have been very active on Twitter, even just today. Our friend Ryan Walden, in fact, I got that sent this twice. I got it sent once in the form of a text message from Maura, who's been on the show. And then another one, our old pal Ryan on Twitter.
Yep.
You want to have a go at his Twitter handle?
849.617.
Indeed.
Smiley face.
It's the dankest of dank Friends memes that I'm sure you'll love to see.
Okay.
Fun fact, if you put Nicolas Cage's, you know who Nicolas Cage is?
Yes.
National Treasure?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one.
Oh.
If you put Nicolas Cage's face on Ross from Friends, it just makes him look like Ross. So we'll retweet this, but there's a picture of old David Schwimmer.
Uh-huh.
You know what Ross looks like.
Yes.
Okay. And there's a face swap. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh my gosh, let me look at it. Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good. Yeah. I wonder who thought that through and was like, I wonder.
People with too much time on their hands.
Honestly.
You've seen the, like, Fraser and Niles face swap, right?
Yes, that's freaky. That's creepy. But so true. When I first started watching the show, I couldn't tell them apart.
And this isn't Friends or sitcom related. Sometimes people just get in touch. But Katie on Twitter got in touch, at Katie Beal, at FriendsPod. For some reason, this fact made me think of Elizabeth and her love for cute animals. And it's just a tweet, and it's like a fact. And did you know that the high-pitched cheeping made by ducklings is called queepling? And then there's a picture of all
of that. Oh, I love that. That's the best thing I've heard all day.
Oh, well, we could just leave it there. I don't think it's going to get better than that.
So thank you, everyone, for listening to Friends Till the End.
Yep. We've just finished watching Season 6, Episode 8, the one with Ross's teeth. We'll get to that all in good time. Before that, we've got a quick Friends Would You Rather.
Great.
This is where I pose a Would You Rather scenario to Elizabeth, and she thinks about it and gives her answer at the end of the episode, and we invite you to join along at Friends Pod. Elizabeth, would you rather have, as a pet, a troublesome and bothersome monkey that messes with your TV remote controls and eats your Scrabble pieces, or a hairless cat that just sits on a cushion and is kind of a jerk to you?
I think that one is a little too easy, Michael.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
All right. Any questions you'd like to ask? The cat doesn't do you any harm. It's just generally just, like, not impressed by you, whereas the monkey is a nuisance.
All right. But, no, like, then you
has,
that right up.
But has some redeeming qualities, too. You know, he's a, okay. He's Marcel. You know, Marcel. Might hump your toys. You probably don't remember Marcel.
No, I do. And Ross was appalled.
Ross had a monkey in season one.
No, I remember.
You probably don't remember.
Because there's an animal. Of course I remember.
Okay.
All right. Good. Got it.
All right. Season 6, episode 8, the one with Ross's teeth, first aired November the 18th.
1999. Oh, already said it. You can't do it. Sorry.
How many people watched this episode?
Oh.
I don't remember who goes first. Probably I do remember the score. It's 4-2 to me.
I think I go first this time.
Oh, 5-2 to me. Okay,
yeah,
you go first.
Yeah.
Last episode, Phoebe's running 22.7 million.
Did you say Phoebe's running?
The one with Phoebe running. You know. You remember. 23. I'll say 22.5.
Okay.
You say it goes up a little, I say it goes down a little.
Yes.
Let's find out. 22.1.
Oh my god.
6-2. 6-2.
Oh, boy.
6-2.
This is getting pretty pathetic.
6-2. 6-2. All right. This episode opens with Chandler. He's just popped by to visit Joey. That just doesn't sound right. Chandler visiting Joey. They're meant to live together.
But people change. They evolve.
Not in sitcoms. We've been over this.
Well, it probably won't last.
Oh, you don't think?
No.
He is like, oh, do you want to join me in a battle to save the universe from evil intergalactic forces? And it looks as if they're going to sit down and play video games, which is something we've never seen them do before. And even though they had a video game console.
Yeah, they mostly like watch TV together, right?
Or play foosball or just like do dumb stuff. So this was something a bit different from the gang. While he's there, Chandler wants to see what Janine has done with his old room. Janine being very trustworthy, just leaving her door wide open.
Well, do you, like, lock and close your door when you leave?
Oh, yeah, I would close my door if I was living with other people. Most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
If it was maybe a person I didn't know, but, like, I don't know, I guess.
So Chandler is shocked and appalled to see that his room is full of chick stuff.
Oh,
and I'm not talking about the little birds that live in the apartment. No way.
I like how happy and pleased with yourself you are that
that's
you said that.
Clever wordplay. I wrote it down, and because we watched this episode a couple of days ago, I was like, man, that's a solid joke. I hope I don't forget it between now and then. And I didn't.
Oh,
so
good for
I'm
you.
Doubly pleased with myself. I thought of a good thing, and then I didn't forget it.
Who says what?
Huh? So he's appalled that somebody who is different from him would decorate his room in a way that is different from his way.
Yes.
And he's just like, hey, this is an outrage. You need to have guy stuff. This is a chick place. And then he's like, there's other stuff in this apartment. He's like, you need to stand up to her and be a man. And then as he says that, Monica comes in and is like, hey, come on, Chandler, we have to go do a... I don't know what she said.
I think she said, like, hem like a tablecloth or curtains or something.
What does that mean? What is hemming something?
Making it shorter. Like hemming pants.
Oh, okay. And
it's
he's
like sewing.
Coming, sweetie. And you're like, oh, Chandler, you hypocrite.
Right.
And the episode opens, and we're in the coffee place.
You know, Joey isn't as precious about his masculinity as Chandler seems to be.
Oh, well, I got a lot to say on that, but like we'll get to that soon enough. They're in the coffee place. Monica is talking about her friend Hillary, who is an assistant chef where she works. She suggests that Hillary is single and ready to mingle. Ross is like, whoa, I've wanted a date with her for a while. So he's not in love with Rachel anymore. And that's good.
No, he is. It's always there, Michael.
All right. He wants a date. Rachel makes a joke. She's like, oh, well, huh. I can't even remember what it was. But it's like, hey, she should look at her wedding dress because Ross gets married a bunch.
Yeah, something like, oh, does she own a wedding dress?
Yeah. Good stuff. Phoebe wants to make some flyers for something. Oh, this is, I'm sorry. This is not as detailed as normal. But she needs to make flyers for something. I think she's starting a new business or some such. So she asks Rachel if she can come by Bloomingdale's and make copies. And Rachel is like, well, I don't work there anymore, so that'd be weird. I was like, oh, yeah, she doesn't work at Bloomingdale's. You had forgotten that she didn't work at Bloomingdale's anymore, right?
No, I knew that she worked somewhere else, but I kind of forgot that it wasn't Bloomingdale's. Right. I know that sounds weird.
You just thought she was in, like, a different department.
Yeah,
And she's like, well, you can come by and use the copier, but be slick about it because I don't think my boss likes me. And then everyone else is kind of like, yeah, I don't think my boss likes me either. And everyone's like, yeah, that's weird. Maybe that's just one of those weird universal things.
Do you think your boss likes you?
Huh?
Do you think your boss...
No way.
Huh?
No way.
Nuh-uh.
No way. And then Joey's like, well, maybe it's because you're all hanging out in this coffee shop at 11:30 on a Wednesday.
Thank you, Joey. And they're all like, oh, yeah, and they get up and go. Like, that's okay? Like, they thought that was okay? And how...
Well, Monica works in a restaurant, so she feasibly isn't going to start until later on.
And potentially, I wonder what hours Ross would have.
Ross is a lecturer, so he's probably got a little bit more maneuverability. Rachel should be at her work. That seems like a pretty standard 9-to-5.
Chandler, too,
yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Ugh, these guys.
But I'm happy that somebody finally acknowledged it after six fucking seasons.
I think that's just a clever, like, little joke that they kind of drop in. Phoebe is at... Where do they work, Ralph?
Ralph Lauren.
You call it Ralph Lauren?
Yeah.
Not Ralph Lauren, like everyone in this episode was calling
it?
You
would call it Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know why. Is that wrong?
No, well, we would always call it Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
Growing up in Scotland, in the Highlands, we would all wait for the monthly shipments of Ralph Lauren.
That's bougie, Michael.
Oh, well, we were simple folk.
That's contradictory, Michael.
I don't know what bougie means. Let's move on. Phoebe comes in and she's like, yeah, I made some copies. And then Ralph Lauren, the man himself, came in and we did a bit of kissing. And Rachel was like, that's scandalous. He's married. And she's like, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dear, oh dear.
They kind of talk about how attractive he is, too.
Yeah. Would you? That old silver fox?
No!
Yeah,
never.
We see him later on. I don't know.
No way.
I feel like he was like, yeah, I'll be in your little TV program, but you better write about how handsome I am. You better include many, many lines about just how damn handsome I am.
Yeah, I don't get it at all.
So Phoebe, yep, bit of office scandal. Joey is examining some of the items that Janine has decorated the apartment with, including a photograph of a baby dressed as a flower. Yes, I thought you would like that.
That's cute.
He asks Janine about it. He's like, do you know that baby? Does you know, why do you have it? And she's just like, I just kind of like it. No, she's not.
What was that
She's
one?
Not Cockney. She's Australian. She's like, nope, not going to do it. You know what? Not going to do it. I don't think I can do it, so I'm not going to try. But then Joey's just kind of like, look, this is your place and I want you to feel welcome and stuff, but all of this shit, shite, girly crap that you're polluting my apartment with needs to fucking go. Just like, fuck right off.
Yeah, but he would have never said that if Chandler hadn't put the idea in his head.
I think he just noticed it. So, and Janine is just unbelievably cool about it. She's just like, okay, fine. That's fine. Anyway, so she she basically is very cool about it, and she starts to, like, describe why she has these things and why she likes them, and Joey is, like, slowly but surely sort of won over by all of it, and he's sort of like, hey, these chips in this bowl, they're disgusting. She's like, that's not chips, they're potpourri, and
I'm not gonna say anything.
You're okay with that? Okay. Uh-huh. And she's like, you smell them. No, this just sounds like Emily.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
No.
So he smells it and he's like, well, that's just like springtime in a bowl or something. And his voice cracks and you found it quite funny.
Yeah. The best part of the episode.
Rachel bumps into her boss while getting onto an elevator and she tries to spark up conversation. Work stuff isn't working and just sort of polite chit-chat isn't working. This is the same boss who she was chatting to quite freely a few episodes ago when they were smoking cigarettes together.
Yeah.
But now she's just sort of clammed up on her. Maybe she quit smoking and is in a bad mood.
Yeah. Good point.
So Rachel, to like try and like connect with her, makes up some gossip and she's just sort of like, I hear Ralph Lauren made out with some girl in a copy room, and she like slams on the emergency button. She's like, tell me everything.
You can't go wrong with a little bit of gossip in the workplace, can you?
I have no time for that.
It kind of keeps things alive, Michael.
Rachel is then recounting this story to Chandler and Monica in the coffee shop, and they're talking about Ralph Lauren, and they're looking at photos of him, and they're like, wow, he's so handsome. And then Phoebe comes in and sees the photos in the magazine, and she's like, oh, who's that tasty dish? And they're like, well, you should know, that's your boyfriend. And Phoebe's like, no, that's not him. The guy I made out with is like long hair and is a younger dude. And it turns out Phoebe made out with Kenny, the copy guy. Classic.
Wait,
Phoebe.
Oh, it was copy guy? I thought she said coffee guy.
No, because they were in the copy room.
Oh, no.
They weren't in the coffee room.
I know, but I thought maybe did like the coffee run for people.
So now Rachel is worried because she's told her boss a lie, essentially. And now she thinks she's going to get in trouble. She's just going to think she's a liar. Hey, guess what? Missed out a really, really important part of this episode that happened just the scene before.
What?
Ross got his teeth bleached.
Yes.
Because he's got a date with Hillary, and to impress her, he's bleaching his teeth, which is pretty standard practice, I guess. But he's gone a little bit too far with it.
Yeah, I think he says that he fell asleep while bleaching his teeth.
No, he didn't. He just left it on.
I thought he said he fell asleep with it on.
I don't think so. Oh. I think he was just like...
He just thought, oh, it...
Wow, we are on real bad form today.
Look.
Sorry, everyone.
You can't blame me. I don't remember what I watched a minute ago.
I think we would have been as well, like, talking about an episode from, like, season two and having not rewatched it. We should do that sometime. Maybe one day I'll just pick an episode from my notebook and I'll start recapping it and we'll see how much we remember.
Oh, God.
Can't be much worse than this. Sorry, everyone. He says, oh, I left it on a little longer than usual. They recommend. And
fair
they
enough.
Were like, how much longer? And he was like, a day. But he might have said he fell asleep. But I think he just did it because he was...
No, you're probably right.
Anyway, it's very white.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in this scene, not so much later, but in this one, it's obvious that he's uncomfortable with whatever fake thing he's wearing, because he's changed the way his mouth is positioned.
You think it's fake dentures?
Oh, yeah, it's like a fake little, it's like a flipper. It's like one of those fake things. You, like,
so his teeth are bigger?
Yeah, it's not real.
I know he didn't actually bleach his teeth, but I just thought maybe they just made his teeth, like, temporarily that way. But
no,
now
it's like
just
a thing.
Okay.
And I can only tell that because he, like, when they're in the coffee shop, he looks uncomfortable. His, like, mouth isn't, it's not normal.
Mm.
And it bothered me a little bit. I don't know. Mm. Like, it felt like he felt like they were just going to pop off or something. Like, he needed to shelter them in some way with his lips.
But he's, like, trying to make it out to be not such a big deal. He's like, I don't think you can notice it that much. And Chandler's like, oh, yeah, she won't notice. And then he's like, turns to Monica, he's like, she's blind, isn't she? And they're like, oh, no.
Oh, brother.
Anyway, jumping back to our timeline, back on track, Monica is helping Ross pick out outfits for the date. And she's trying to find an outfit that will draw attention away from his teeth.
Yeah, like, what color would maybe take all that whiteness away?
And turns out, nothing.
Literally nothing.
Yeah. Gray? Would gray work? Would
no.
muting you, like, muting your... You think it would make it stand out more? Hmm.
I think it would complement it.
What could you do in that time?
Well, you don't want to do white. You don't want to do black.
You don't want to do black.
Like a brown or beige?
Hmm.
But yeah, she's holding up shirts and she basically goes through a list and it's like, okay, so purple, yellow, orange, green, white, pink.
Yeah.
None of them work. So I think he's starting to feel a little worried.
She then suggests that he put on makeup to make his face look paler.
No. Darker.
No, paler.
Oh, damn it.
Darker would not help. Darker would really
accentuate the
contrast. Oh. If you're pale,
Is that why people do like the fake tanning and like the fake teeth bleaching and then they just look really...
I don't know. They look ridiculous?
No, they don't look ridiculous. I just feel like, I guess a tan does bring out certain aspects, so...
He is struggling and he is resistant to putting on makeup. And Monica's like, come on, half the guys out there are wearing it. And he's like, what? No, they're not. And she's like, well, half the people are. You're like, oh, Monica.
But hey, if they are wearing it, that many people, that many guys, they're doing it right. Because if he's not noticing, then it's right.
True. He's just kind of like, ugh, well, my teeth aren't that bad. It'll be fine. But then Phoebe walks in and he smiles at Phoebe. And Phoebe's like, ah!
Yeah.
And scared. So, yeah, maybe not, Ross. Monica and Chandler are living in domestic bliss. This is really the first look into their lives together that they're building. And do you remember the activity that they're doing?
Are they... They're making potholders, or...?
No, they're stuffing pantyhose with what appears to be potpourri. This is a potpourri-heavy episode.
Oh, yeah. To kind of put in their drawers to make their clothes smell good, right?
Yeah. Who has extra room in their drawers?
Well, if you Marie Kondo'd your drawers.
I did Marie Kondo my drawers.
Well, apparently not well enough.
Well, just, I'm a very joyful person. Look, lots of things bring me joy.
You could just take a dryer sheet and plop it in there.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that? Stuffing pantyhose with potpourri.
But who's going to, you're going to buy pantyhose and waste them on potpourri stuffing?
Okay, so this is where the episode gets problematic, and this is where you remember how far we've come in 20 years. But then Chandler just sort of gets up and is like, right, I've put in a good 30 minutes of doing your pointless shit that I hate. I need to go and cleanse myself with some hyper masculine activities. And you're just like, fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
He's like, this has been a very girly night. I need to go over to Joey's and have some guy time. And Monica goes along, she's like, oh yeah, you've been really good. Why don't you go over and have...
Awful.
And you're just like, you guys were sitting about, just watching Baywatch. It's just, I don't know. Come, it's not that serious, mate. It's not that serious. And Monica should not be indulging him, but he's just like, ugh. But it just doesn't really work for Chandler. Chandler is like, I thought he was a strong, powerful, independent woman that didn't need cigarettes.
I think... That was a really good reference, by the way. I think the most confident in their sexuality is Joey.
Well, he wanders across the hallway for his super bro time. It's just like, he goes very Barney Stinson in this, like, sequence. So he wanders across the hall and he opens the door and he sees Joey with Janine.
Making potholders.
They're knitting.
Knitting potholders.
All right, well, what's a potholder?
The thing you take things out of the oven with.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wouldn't trust the hand.
Or a cozy for a tea kettle.
I don't know what they're doing. Something. But they're knitting. And Chandler just looks at them with utter, utter disgust and contempt.
And Joey's having a great old time.
Joey is loving it.
Yeah, leave him alone, you jerk.
So we then cut to, like, Ross's apartment. And Ross is sitting applying makeup. And Chandler walks in on there, on him putting on makeup, and he stares at him because clearly he's been so disgusted by Joey. He's going over to his other alpha male bro, Ross, only to discover that this guy's become a fucking cuck, just like Joey, putting makeup on. And he's just like, oh my god, where did all the men go? And he's like,
oh, it's awful. It's just like, come on.
It seems cheap. It seems cheap purely because, like, this has not been Chandler's character, like, ever.
Yeah.
And, like, yes, he's been living with a guy all this time. So, like, maybe, like,
now
the transition,
fine.
But I just feel like they approached this with the subtlety of a sledgehammer.
Yep.
And it's not great.
Agreed.
Rachel is chatting with her boss in the elevator again. She's doing some serious backpedaling because she wants to kind of let her boss know that it didn't happen. But her boss now thinks that Rachel is the one that has a thing with Ralph Lauren, and she's like trying to distance herself from it. It's all awfully convoluted, basically.
Well, I mean, she thinks it's Rachel because Phoebe used Rachel's access key to the copy room.
Yeah.
And so she assumes, well, she wouldn't have given it to someone else, so it must just be Rachel. And that's scandalous.
Yeah, and it gets awkward because her boss is just kind of like, I think you're after my job. And then right in the elevator, Ralph Lauren gets in, and they stand in silence for about 10 seconds, and then he gets off. And then the boss is like, oh, yeah, you could cut the sexual tension with a knife. And Rachel's like, God, what a predicament I find myself in. Ross is on his date with what's-her-name from Galaxy Quest.
And from the newer Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, wow, Elizabeth, nobody remembers that.
She's creepy looking. She has those big bug eyes.
She's a beautiful, successful assistant chef in New York City.
Hey, doesn't mean her eyes are any smaller.
Anyway, they're on a date. Ross has taken the tactic of hiding his mouth from her. He's just basically not talking. And he's just like going, And then, like, when it's his turn to talk, he's like picking up a glass of wine and covering it, or just kind of putting his hand in front of his mouth and just like saying things. And it seems to be working for him.
Yeah, she's eating out of the palm of his hand.
She's just like, you're such a great listener. Joey is arranging some flowers with Monica. I have to say, Monica's had some lovely braids in this episode. I was enjoying that a lot. They were nice. She had a couple of braids on either side of her head. Very nice.
Huh. That's interesting that you'd notice that.
Well, I'm taking a leaf out of Joey's book and just enjoying all sides of femininity and masculinity and just really merging those two things together.
I love it.
Chandler comes in to ruin Joey and Monica's good time, yelling at Joey for letting Janine turn his apartment into a girl's apartment. And then Joey gets very upset. And he's like, why are you yelling at me? And Chandler is like, oh, I've upset you. What did I say? And Joey's like, well, it's not what you said. It's how you said it. And he's like, he's all womany. He's all emotional like a woman.
It's just cheap.
Well,
it's dumb.
Chandler's like, boo, being in touch with your feelings, boo. And you're like, okay. And like, they're kind of depicting him as being right. Like, I think Joey is the one with the problem. I think this episode would have you believe.
Yeah, and I mean, when you're watching it 20 years ago, I bet a lot of people agreed with it.
I know I did.
I know.
14-year-old Michael, I was like, Chandler, save Joey from this terrible fate.
At the same time, just hoping that some girl will look into your direction.
They're a loss.
Never mind.
Rachel is continuing to have issues at her work. She yells at Phoebe. Phoebe's like, well, sorry. It's your own fault for gossiping. Back on the date with Ross. It's going very well. He's smelling bread to cover his mouth. And again, she's just completely charmed by it. So she's like, why don't we move this over to the couch? And Ross is like, yes. And then she's like, why don't I turn some lights off? And he's like, yeah, great idea.
Let's turn them all off.
All the lights off, which is super not creepy. So she does.
Yeah, and then she has a bunch of black light things lit up. You remember black lights?
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't remember
them.
Like
you could just buy the purple bulb.
I never did that.
I definitely didn't either. But if you've ever been in like a rave or anywhere around a black light, you'll know that lots of things get picked up. Like you see lint very easily. Your socks will get, like if you have white socks, they're going to really be bright.
Semen. Anything, don't forget about semen.
The semen, right. Semen everywhere. But as you can imagine, Ross with his very white teeth were lit up.
And like... it's very funny. I have to say, her teeth are pretty fucking bright in this scene as well. Like, it lights up everyone's teeth, basically.
Yeah, so yeah, it's and like your freckles look weird if you have freckles, everything.
Oh, they do? I didn't know that.
Yep. If ever you're at a in a blacklight party with me, just look at my arms, my face.
Well, I think those days are behind you now, I'm afraid.
What are you talking about? I have an invitation for a blacklight party this weekend, man.
You're going to be Leslie Mann in 40-year-old virgin trying to get up in the club.
I feel more like Amy Poehler trying to go out to the clubs and baby mama. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely knocked up and not 4 year old virgin. Don't tweet me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Idiot. Damn it.
But she is in 40 year old virgin and she pukes all over him.
Who's she in 40 year old virgin? Oh, just she's like on a date with him?
Yeah. Huh. She like he like picks her up from a... She's having a...
Elizabeth, there's no time for this.
Okay, sorry, sorry. but she sings that song. She's like...
It's not interesting. So yeah, the lights go off and she's just like... What's wrong with your teeth? And he's like, what's wrong with you? The fucking... It's not... It's 1999. Why do you have all this blacklight shit? So I think he, like... You know, he basically Rosses it and freaks out and yells. Had he just been like, yeah, I went a bit overboard with some teeth bleaching.
Yeah. She probably would have been like, oh, okay, is it permanent? Or, like, what will happen?
But also, like... Spending all time, like, trying to find the right t-shirt and stuff. Maybe just, like, neck a bottle of red wine, drink a few pots of coffee.
Yeah, like, rub coffee grounds on your teeth.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's other approaches he could have taken. But anyway, we go back to Rachel in the lift. Bloody hell, the amount of time she spends in a lift with her boss. Ah.
They just have to go up and down a lot.
Yeah, like strippers' booties go.
Yeah.
Rachel, yeah, in the lift with her boss. She then decides, like, she's going to play along with it. So she tells her boss, oh, he broke up with me and I'm heartbroken. And her boss is just like, yeah, whatever. Then Ralph Lauren gets in again and they stand in silence for 10 seconds again. And then he gets off and the boss is like, oh, my God, it's like he hates you. He gave you the dirtiest look.
I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I guess.
Oh my god, you hate it.
It's not good. No, I didn't really... Like, it's... I'll give that part credit. That's like a nice button to it, but I hate the whole storyline.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode. It ends with Joey once again yelling at Janine for polluting his mind with girly stuff. So he's like, get it all out! And she's like, okay, I'll put it in my room. And then Joey's like, well, I'll take the picture of the baby and the watering can and the potpourri. And then she's just like, Joey, do you want all of this stuff in your room? And he's like, yes.
And good for you, Joey. Why not? If you like it, if it brings you joy, sparks joy in you, have it in your room, man. Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck what Chandler thinks? He sucks right now. Yeah, he's just going further and further down to my list.
Oh, man.
I've been doing this thing... Where did we talk about this? I'm rating the episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one I rated before we talked about, and I gave it a 5.5, which I think is the lowest in the season so far.
It absolutely is, by quite some way.
And after talking about it, it's probably a 5. Like, it's just, it's not a good, it didn't do anything for me.
No. Like, one of the things Friends does very well is link its overarching storylines throughout the season with like funny like little set pieces and one-offs, and that's kind of the benefits of having 6 main characters.
Yeah.
And this didn't really further anything. In fact, like, it kind of forgets the Ross and Rachel stuff, which I think is probably needed, but yeah, you have Jet Chandler living with Monica now and Joey with his new roommate, but just that, not good. Not interesting. Did not enjoy this episode. The Ross storyline, like, it's a one gag story. Like, once you get over the fact that his teeth are white and he looks a bit silly, like, there's only so far you can take that joke. I don't like the Rachel storyline. I don't enjoy the, like, never-ending conversations in elevators with her boss, and like, it's such a, like, the whole thing is such a contrivance. Phoebe making out with a person and mistaken identity, and Rachel thinking that the gossip will make her, like, if she's going to gossip about shit, like, why would she then get cold feet when the I don't know. It's just, didn't like it.
You know, there's those episodes every once in a while in the seasons.
Yeah.
You know, they're just kind of there. They don't do much for you. And it's just one of those.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying it. I think, like, season six is when the show starts to take a dip. But I've been pleasantly surprised with how it started. Like, the first seven episodes were all pretty strong.
Yeah.
Or all of a decent amount. All of a decent quality. So, yeah. Not good. Not good at all. But the only way, hopefully, is up from there. The next episode, season six, episode nine, is the one where Ross got high. He was going to go to the museum, but then he got high. He was going to...
Maybe he went on a trip in a high altitude.
He was going to get a divorce, but then he got high. Ooh, his monkey became a force because he was high. Da, 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 da. Wrap it up, all right.
Yep, wrap it up, buddy.
Oh, man. Okay, so thank you all. I'll end this podcast right now. Thank you all very much for listening. This has been the Friends Till the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. If you want to help support the show, you can follow us on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can check us out on Instagram where we post our show notes and other amusing observations of the show. You can check out our Patreon page if you want to sling a couple of bucks our way to keep the lights on. If you want to help support the show in other ways, you can head on over to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or Spotify and leave us a nice friendly rating or review. And as always, tell a friend, word of mouth is a great way to get the show out there. Elizabeth, before we end the show, would you rather have a mischievous pet monkey that kind of makes your life, like, who irritates you a lot but is generally a good egg, or have a hairless cat that just sits on a cushion and doesn't really do anything of any harm to you, but just has a general bad vibe towards you?
That one was pretty easy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I would rather have a hairless cat.
Why?
Because it's going to be self-sufficient. I don't have to worry about it. If it doesn't want to be around me, then it doesn't have to be. A monkey, I'd have to be on every minute. It'd be like a baby.
Monkeys are self-sufficient. It'd be
smelly. No, you have to, like, change them or, like...
No, Marcel wasn't wearing a diaper. He had his own little box he would go to.
Yeah, but I don't want to go... He's going to get really big, and they can be dangerous after a while. Like,
The capuchin monkeys don't get big. That's his size, man.
Oh, yeah, he's a capuchin. I was thinking of a little chimp.
Yeah, no, he's not a chimp.
But regardless, no, I would just want to, like, I would put the work in to see if I could win over the cat.
Well, you can't. I'm telling you, you can't. It's part of the scenario. Okay, well,
then I
don't care.
Fine. Then I just want the cat, and I would put him in a sweater, and he would be cute.
No, you can't. You can't be.
I put a hat on him.
No.
I want to put a hat on him.
It wouldn't let you.
Then I would just have a cat that just chilled there. At least I wouldn't be alone.
It's not chilling. It's sending you bad vibes.
Whatever.
It's a distinctly not chill cat.
I don't care. I don't want a monkey.
Usually people agree with you on the would you rathers when we run the poll. I don't think that's going to happen today.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
We shall see. All right. Well, Elizabeth, for the last 40 minutes or so, I feel like I've been talking about my feelings and just really girly stuff. So I'm going to have to go eat some steak and I don't know.
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh. You're going to be all right.
Tell women on Twitter that their jokes aren't funny or something
like
that.
I can pour you a whiskey and you can go like cut some wood.
Yeah. I need to go and join my, who are those like silly men on Twitter that are like, they're like celibate by they're celibate by choice and like because they don't think women deserve them.
Oh, they have an acronym.
Yeah. All right, I'm off to do men stuff. I'll maybe see you for the next episode if I feel like it.
Well, I'm gonna go buy some potpourri.
Have I been good? Have I earned this manly time or?
Yeah, you've been so good.
Oh wait, shit. Oh shit. Okay, so before we go, Elizabeth had. We had said that we will reveal the sex of the baby that Elizabeth is having because we did get our 50 likes and retweets. We shall reveal that next episode.
Ah, ha, ha, you thought it was going to be now. You thought.
Sorry.
Keep your pants on. We'll tell you soon.
Aw, little Gunther.
Gunther!